I now pronounce and declare that Austin Clement has been regularly elected, ordained, and installed pastor of this congregation. Agreeable to the Word of God and according to the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church in America, and that as such he is entitled to all support, encouragement, honor, and obedience in the Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Well, good morning. It's my privilege to be here as both a worshiper and as a member of Presbytery. It's my job to bring a pastoral charge to Austin. It's not really a sermon, in case the earlier comment about three sermons left you slightly terrorized. But while this charge is specifically for Austin as a minister of the gospel, I trust you're also going to hear some truths here that God has for all of us. So, Austin, on this occasion, when you are being set apart for the gospel ministry, I'd like to read a text to you that I've come back to many times in my own ministry. It's Paul's statement in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 and 15. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. So Paul has been describing his ministry in chapter 4. I'll be honest with you, it's not a great job description. Afflicted, perplexed, persecuted, struck down, carrying in the body the death of Jesus, being given over to death, for his sake. Later in the book, he'll say worse than the physical toll of imprisonments and beatings and disasters was the anxiety that weighed on him because of all of the churches. Honestly, you'd have to be a little crazy to take a job like this. I'm not sure whether anyone in the presbytery told you that, and we've already laid hands on you, so there's no going back now. But what is it that makes Paul do this? He's describing a life that most people would regard as mad. What can explain it? Well, he says the love of Christ controls us. Paul speaks about something compelling, not in the sense that it's intellectually persuasive, but in the sense that it's a power that actually moves him. The love of Christ grips us, so we can't do anything else but move where it takes us. The thing that controls all of Paul's life and ministry is the love that Christ has for him. What's going to get you up in the morning? Obviously, it has to be more than a job that feeds your family. There are a lot of things that can motivate you in ministry. You love people. That's good. That's necessary for being a shepherd. But what about when people don't love you back? What about when they hurt you? Which they will if you are in ministry for any length of time. There has to be a bigger love that propels you and moves you, and that's the love of Christ. The love that Paul says is that one died for all. The beautiful truth, the infinitely holy God gives himself for rebellious, sinful people. Never tire of how God takes your shame and guilt and punishment and places it on the Savior and gives you his righteousness. It's the wonderful exchange. Let that love be the propelling power and motivation in your ministry. So here's what I want to dial in on really briefly. Paul says something here that I think is so important. He doesn't say one has died for all so that all could live. He doesn't say one has died for all so that all could escape death. He says one has died for all, therefore all died. So what does that mean? What does your death mean if you are still alive? And the next phrase tells us that they who live might no longer live for themselves. That's the answer. When the love of Christ grips us, we die to ourselves. And dying to ourselves, we start living for him. There is a deep sense in which coming to Christ is not avoiding death, it's hastening a particular kind of death, death to self. So here's how the love of Christ compels you. It compels you to die to yourself. And it's possible to do ministry and not die. It's possible to preach the gospel and be self-protective, self-defensive, and self-oriented. It's possible to care for the flock and never die to approval, to reputation, to praise, or to control. It's possible to love only the people who will love you back, suffer only for the people who would suffer for you, care for only those who cannot hurt you, but never actually die. So when the love of Christ controls us, we die. And by dying, we start living for Him. And the love of Christ transforms and reshapes what we are living for, and it's not ourselves. So maybe I'm a simpleton. I think the secret to ministry is the same secret to everything else, to marriage and relationships and family. Less of us, more of Christ. Less of the flesh, more of the Spirit. Less living for ourselves and more Christ living for us. So Austin, you cannot do this job apart from Christ. You can fake it for a while, but it won't last. Only in relationship with Christ can you do the things that He's calling you to do. You've got to find your strength in Him. Don't forget Paul's great comment in 1 Corinthians 15. I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is within me. There's a particular kind of working that is not your working, and you're working, but it's actually God working with and in us. And that's what I want you to pursue. So here's my charge for you. Cultivate a knowledge of Christ's love for you. Cultivate it as the one true motivation and means for fulfilling your ministry, the ministry to which you are now being set apart. Be controlled by this great love and discover that in dying to yourself and living for Christ, He will be the one ministering and working in and through you. Amen? Let me pray. Father, we give you thanks for Austin, whom you have called and enlisted into your service as a pastor. Allow him to minister out of his own grasp of the gospel so that he can give grace to others without being in any way diminished. So that indeed he would be like a reservoir which overflows to others without losing any of its own fullness, and that his entire ministry would be an overflow of your grace. And Lord, because no man ministers alone, we pray for Ellen too. Not everyone knows how much is expected from a pastor's wife. All she has to carry and bear and endure in support of her husband's ministry. So give them the ability together to die to self and give them the courage, perseverance, and confidence that you see all of their sacrifices. And so may Austin give not simply his gifts, but his own self to this flock, even as you, Lord Jesus, have given yourself for him and for all. We pray this in his blessed name. Amen.